Welcome to Short Take. Sarah Lisa Wollm is a filmmaker, author, actress, and producer. With a degree in art history, she constantly tries to explore the boundaries between film, text, and visual art in her work. Sarah Lisa has already published several books and a radio play. Her feature film debut as a director, Schweigen steht der Wald, premiered at the Berlinale in 2022. Sarah Lisa teaches at various film schools, such as the DFFB, and is a member of the German and European Film Academies. We talked to her via video call for this interview. Hi, Sarah Lisa.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun. And if you're ready, let's dive right in. How would you describe your current mood ideally in three words?
Excited, tired, and curious.
Okay. What is your favorite way to spend time?
I guess my favorite way to spend time is when there's change. Mm. I love to have these calm and alone writing experiences where there's nobody around. And then like the other day, there's shooting or like family gatherings and everybody is full of stories and music and people. I guess I'm really a person that needs both.
Okay. Do you have a guilty pleasure?
I think my whole life is a guilty pleasure.
Ooh,
as I'm, I think yes. When you have the chance or the privilege to be born like in Europe and you can do nearly everything and have all the foods and travel and have this amazing possibility to work in film, I guess my whole life is a guilty pleasure.
What is the favorite job you've done? And it doesn't necessarily have to be anything film related at all.
Film never really feels like a job to me. It's like the natural thing happening, but it's not like that you work hours and get paid for it and stuff. But I always like to be a bartender or a waitress. I did that a lot in my life. And I love that you make people happy instantly. Like you are really needed. What you do has a purpose, like just feeding people or giving them a drink. So I think that was a really good job all the time.
Okay. What do you appreciate in your friendships?
Cruel honesty.
Ooh, okay.
I think like this is the main thing. I try to be a friendly person most of the time, but I guess that's what makes friendships so special, that you can really tell the other person that's not good, the direction you're going in, or I have to criticize something. And I really love to have friends that are able to speak their mind and tell me what they think is going wrong.
What is your favorite food?
The French call it aligot. It's mashed potatoes with cheese. This is like the thing that I can really have all the time, and it's comforting me and really best food in the world.
Yeah. Now, if you weren't an actor, writer, and director, what would you be?
I think I have two answers. I would have loved to be an architect or a cook.
Ooh.
And I think there's something that both things have in common. It's like creating artworks that have a direct impact on people's everyday life. So you give them something and you really, really shape what the world feels like for them. I think that's a cool thing.
Yeah. Now, which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
I would love to have the possibility to stop time every once in a while. So to take some time for myself to rethink and to understand what is actually going on before the next big thing happens. So just to take some, to pause, putting the world on pause. I would love that.
Now, what is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? And maybe also as an audience member, something that you watched that moved you?
I think there are so many films that moved me, but the whole experience that I really love and sometimes miss because I don't have time for it, is like this binge watching experience, watching a whole series in one weekend, like starting on Friday afternoon and then just go through until Sunday. Maybe I don't do that anymore that much, but I really loved it. Like just standing up to get some food. And maybe the first thing I really remember was like watching Breaking Bad together. And I thought, okay, that's the thing. You give people something, they can't stop. It was like reading a novel. And I think that's what I liked. So you just read like until 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it's like an immersive experience almost.
Yes, yes.
Which brings us to, what is the last book you read or maybe still read?
At the moment, I'll read Suicide by Edouard Levé.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really good book. There's another book by him. It's called Self-Portrait. And I can really recommend these two books. They are amazing.
Thank you for the recommendation.
Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
Maybe in the times we live in, the most heroic thing is to do nothing. There's the heroine, I think she doesn't have a name, in Ottessa Moshfegh's book, My Year of Rest and Relaxation. She really stuck with me for years. I was like, she's damn cool, just deciding to do nothing.
What is the next possibly German TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And yes, you can plug your own work.
I didn't manage to see it at Berlinale, but I'm really looking forward to the new film by Eva Trobisch. I think Eva Trobisch is a fantastic filmmaker and I loved her last feature. So I really look forward to see it.
Which brings us to, which upcoming or already established talent, maybe also someone from Germany, would you recommend our listeners to watch out for? Maybe someone you worked with?
Yes. I'm really thankful that I'm allowed to work with people that I really admire and can also call friends somehow. Sometimes I think I just do the job to hang with these people and I just try to be good, you know.
That's the best choice.
Sometimes I really believe I just try to be good at what I'm doing, not to disappoint them. I'm really afraid of disappointing them, so I try to get better. One of them is definitely my DOP. It's Roland Stubrich. And I love to work with him. And I think he does an amazing job. So it always makes sense to see his films. And my composer, who is also one of my very best friends, Malakoff Kowalski. And he does amazing music for films, but also his own compositions for his new albums. And so watch out for him. And there's also a director, Maya Klassen. She does documentaries, and I had the pleasure to produce her last year, and her films really, really touch my heart. They are so sensitive and so amazing, so you should watch out for her.
Okay. Thank you so much for the recommendations. Now we're pivoting a little bit. What do you like most about yourself?
My energy. So there's a lot of it. So I think that helps me.
What do you dislike about yourself?
My anxiety. They're not really working good together, like the energy and the anxiety. So there's a fight.
What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
I don't believe in regretting stuff or also regretting big stuff, because I think we only know that we can regret something because we changed by doing so. But it's something maybe I want to learn all the time when I work on film. There is the moment where I think, okay, let go. It's okay. Don't make a fuss. Like, just be nice and calm. And always when I did that, I regretted it afterwards. And I was like, you should have said it. You should have gone there. Yeah. So maybe it's more something I want to take for the future, like just being bold about stuff and saying, no, I really believe in that. Let's do it like that.
Yeah. Which random thing makes you happy?
Happiness is a big word. I don't really believe in this ongoing big happiness thing. But I guess hugs and chocolate help me when I feel horrible. Okay. So maybe it's a cure.
Yeah. And I think actually happiness, I think there are happy moments. Now, do you have a life motto or maybe like a motto in general?
I would love not to have one, but I have one.
I think it's always so cool when people say, no, I don't have one. But I love cooking. I love heat. I love trouble. Mm-hmm. And I also need to be remembered that I have to get out of it when it's too hot. So I guess the motto is, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen.
Okay.
It really sticked with me. I can't help. I have a motto.
Okay, that's fine. And we're already at the last question. So that's going to be an interesting one, especially for a multi-hyphenate like you. Who would play you in a film or series about your life?
Of course, in a series about my life, I would love to be much cooler and more beautiful and more like a superwoman than I actually am. So I guess I would pick Zendaya.
Mm-hmm.
That would be cool.
Very good. And that was it. Thank you so much for joining us today, Sarah-Lisa.
Thank you. It was really fun.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.